Thank you for calling customer support. Parthini is speaking, supervisor of the fraud department. May I please get your zip code?
75069.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
I'm Carol Sewell, but
okay, thank you.
E-W-E-L-L.
And your shipping address?
916 Scenic Ranch Circle. But somebody has our address. We haven't received anything. I don't even know what they are.
Okay, thank you for the information. Now, I did locate an account. I see you're calling about the Go Keto and the Go Trim. Those are dietary supplements. And you're saying that you never purchased the product, starting off at the $4.97 and $5.97 shipping and handling up front.
No. And then I have two charges here for $95.94 and $99.94.
Can I get your email address, please?
csewell916@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And your phone number?
972-363-1063.
And the last four digits of the card that was charged?
5542.
5542?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not the last four digits of the card
on
this account.
2484.
That's also not the last four digits of the card.
Nope. The bill that I'm looking at. No, wait a second. The bill that I'm looking at. The bill that I'm looking at has the card number, the last four digits is 5542. I mean, I can call them and report it as fraud, but I don't know.
Okay. So that's not the last four digits of the card on this account. Now, the first name on this account is Lawrence, and you're not familiar with a Lawrence?
Yes, I am. My husband.
Okay. And what is the last four digits of his card?
I didn't think he had. This is all appearing on the statement from 5542.
Do you have a joint account?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure the charges are coming off of his card. Do you know the last four digits of his card?
No, let me just a second. No, we have the same card. I just looked at it to make sure.
You said you have the same card?
The same card number, yes. Hello? Did you hang up on me? Hello?
I'm still here. Now, as of the cards that you have, did you just recently get a new card?
We've had it for a while. We've probably had it for 6 weeks or so. That's
okay.
Probably what it is. We had to cancel a card because of fraud. And then they issued this card. But you know what? We threw out all the other cards, so I don't know what the number was.
Okay. Now, as of the charges on the account, you've already spoke to your financial institution about the charges?
No, I was going to. I thought I'd call you first and try and find out what they were.
Okay. And what is his email and his phone number? 972-363-1063. And his email?
Pardon?
His email address?
Sewell320@gmail.com.
Okay, and did you check with him to make sure that he did not purchase the product?
We haven't seen it arrive, and is this on a monthly basis, or was this a one-time purchase?
This is a monthly subscription.
Okay, can we just cancel the subscription? Can you do that for me?
Okay, now the subscription is already canceled. I'll still have to assist you with the account. Now, I did verify all of the information. The email on the account does seem to match to him. You're pretty sure that no one else in your household could have purchased the product in his name?
No, there are only two people. Right. What is the product name? Gold Trim? Is it Keto?
Go Keto and Go Trim. Those are dietary supplements.
Okay. Let me see if they're stuck in the back. Okay. Go Keto and Go Trim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I found them. But I'd like to cancel the subscription.
Okay. Now, the subscription is already canceled. As a customer courtesy, I can get you a 50% refund back on the two charges.
Okay. That would be very nice.
Allow me 1 second. Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Now that'll be $47.97 and also $49.97 going back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and what were those numbers again, please?
$47.97 and
$49.97. Great. Thank you very much, and the account's been canceled. That, I appreciate it. Thank you.
It was no problem, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too, now. Bye-bye.